Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. European Union leaders have given their unqualified backing to Britain and Prime Minister Theresa May over their accusation Russia used a nerve agent to try to kill a former double agent in southern England earlier this month. Speaking at the EU summit in Brussels, May expressed gratitude for the bloc's solidarity against Russia, and Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar also spoke.
We're all members of the European Union, 28 of us. We're all small countries in many ways, but there are big countries that surround us, and we sometimes come to conflict with them. Russia on security, issues with Turkey at the moment as well, issues with America on trade, and it's very important that we stick together. So as a fellow member of the European Union, we're going to be in full solidarity with the United Kingdom. I think that what occurred in Salisbury was loathsome and reprehensible.
Moscow has repeatedly denied involvement and accused the European Union of following an anti-Russian campaign launched by London. U.S. prosecutors say one of the largest state-sponsored cyber attacks uncovered by the Justice Department, nine Iranian hackers spent 4 years penetrating the computer systems of hundreds of American and foreign universities and other institutions to steal valuable research and other proprietary data on behalf of Iran's government. President Trump's latest pick for National Security Advisor John Bolton says the United States cannot walk away from the war in Afghanistan because of the larger threat from the Taliban, the Islamic State terror group, and al-Qaeda. Bolton's views on ensuring the Taliban is degraded square with President Trump's, what he announced last August. This is VOA News.